John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He is here on occasion, and this is one of those occasions, ladies and gentlemen. He will be in Martin, New Jersey this Saturday night at Cherokee High School's Performing Arts Center. You can get tickets through joematerese.com. Yes, he's here, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, Joe Matarese is in the house. Hello, Joe.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Can I have the echo back?
You want the echo back?
Back to you.
Okay. Hi, Joe.
Thanks, John. Great to be here. All right. I felt like I did
Harry.
Thanks,
Harry.
That
That was like Harry from heaven.
That was Harry hybrid. It was me and Harry, and I had a little rocky because I saw Creed 2 the other day. Sorry.
I was going to ask you if you've seen it yet. How is it?
I liked it a lot. Uh-huh. My brother hated it. One of my friends from high school
didn't like
it.
But your brother hates everything. Your brother hates me. Whenever you're on this show, your brother tells you you suck.
You're right. My brother's brutal.
You know why? Because he sucks.
You're right.
Now I'm going to say it. So how was Thanksgiving? Did you come down here for Thanksgiving?
I did. I was at my brother's house for Thanksgiving.
All right. How'd that work out?
Now, I tweeted this, and tell me if you would get it, because it seemed like it was confused. It confused people on Twitter. I guess in the words, they don't get it. I said the Monday following Thanksgiving must be the Super Bowl for a therapist.
Yeah, I get that.
How do you not get that?
I mean, it's after the holidays, and you spend it with the family.
Right.
And I'm like, I guess some people have normal relatives, you know?
It's possible. It's possible, but...
This is what happened this Thanksgiving. Now, my dad's birthday falls around Thanksgiving. So I give him an Amazon gift card in a card, and he opens it, and I don't know what it is about your parents when they hit mid-70s, but there's no filter. And as he opens it, he just goes... Ugh, I would have rather had cash. Are you serious? That's what he said. And he goes, I messed this up the last time you gave me an... I messed up. I'm like, Dad, you're a chemical engineer and you can't figure out an Amazon gift card? Like, how?
It basically is cash. Right. What can't you get?
Yeah.
Aside from gas.
Yeah. And I said, you're 75. Like, you can't give a grown man cash. You can give an 8-year-old cash.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You give a grown man cash, it's like you're handing him a tip, basically. Right. Like, hey, Dad, here you go.
Yeah,
you did a good job. That's 15% of my lifespan. That set me off.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the king of not getting mad in the moment.
Right.
I always, sleep a few days on it, and then all of a sudden I wake up. I'm like, that was Thanksgiving. How are you not thankful on Thanksgiving? And I don't know if you have this happen, but I have a lot of relatives in my that are very Catholic. Like, I'm more of the ex-Catholic, you know?
Recovering Catholic.
Yeah, I don't go to church anymore. I really don't. My dad's very into it.
Okay.
He works for the church.
Again, that happens when Catholics get over.
Really?
Get older, rather.
They get more Catholic.
I had a priest tell this to me once. He says, we have you in the beginning, and then we lose you in the middle, and then you come back in the end.
Really? That's hilarious. So I might get pulled back in.
You might get pulled back in.
So basically, a couple days I sat on it, woke up mad, and I texted my dad, which is great now that he's, got a phone, you know. For years he didn't.
So wait a second, he gets
him.
Texting, but he doesn't get Amazon gift cards.
Exactly. But then if you text him a video, he'll have trouble. There'll be something that'll go down, you know, and I used religion against him. So I go, hey, Dad, I just realized this. First off, you didn't thank me on Thanksgiving for something. I go, how anti-Catholic is that? I went right to it.
Yeah.
It was like going right to the zit. You know, I just went right to it. Instead of going around the zit, I was like, I'm going right on it. I go, every week you go to Mass, it's all about the opposite of how you acted on Thanksgiving. And I go, think about this, Dad. I go, what if those three wise men who showed up with frankincense and myrrh, if Jesus would have said, I would have rather had cash? I go,
he got cash. He got gold. Yeah.
That's what somebody said to me. That's what sucks about going to community college. You Google after you make the mistake, not before. I should have... I'm like, we were just saying this, that Italians would have put an S at the end of that. Called it MERS. Frankincense.
Get some MERS. Joe Matarese is going to be doing a show this Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center of Cherokee High School. And you can get tickets through Joe Matarese. That's M-A-T-A-R-E-S-E. Matarese. JoeMatarese.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.